Good morning, good evening, and good night, whoever you are, wherever you are. I'm Travis McGinnis.
I'm Ima.
I'm Daphne Garcia Hatton.
And today we're going to be talking about the gentrification of rap.
So in the 1980s, rap started off mainly as conscious hip hop, which was basically just a way for African American people to express themselves and their commentary on politics through means of music. It was their way of expressing their voice to the world about the struggles of discrimination that they were facing. But the argument now has come that rap has become a lot more commercialized instead of it being what it originally was, which was just a political and social commentary. It's now just influenced by the market. It's just a way to like make money and not really make an impact. So just what's your opinion on that? Like, do you think that rap is no longer making an impact like it used to, or?
No, I feel like a lot of the industry has to do with it. You know, as Americans, we wanna fit every single trend. We wanna be up to date with everything possible. So with that being said, you know, as time has gone on, we can see like industry, like even to like music videos where we can see like, it would normally never be like that, but because of like the money that they're putting into it, they want to make it popular. They want to make money from it and make profit.
Yeah, I definitely feel like when you look at these new music videos that comes out for these like new generational talents, maybe someone like Yeet, where it's all edited and like it doesn't feel like it's really telling a story. You feel like you're more there for the music.
And I'm going to come back to the point about the different genres, like you said about like Yeet and like auto-tune and like just a bunch of noises. But do you think that rap becoming commercialized is problematic considering that rap has become so popular in white audiences?
I think to a certain degree, especially, I mean, oh shoot, I totally just forgot the name of the rapper, but I remember a specific rapper that always used the N-word, and then since then white people started using it because they thought it was okay because it was in the song. So I feel like that's the only thing that can be controversial about the rap, like the rap music industry becoming industrialized. But yeah.
Yeah, on like a personal topic, you can like literally play any song, and I feel like the origin of the word has lost its meaning over time. And now it's just been more used as like an everyday saying.
Yeah, I feel like, because just by chance, I watched something the other day where it was like this white supremacist. He was saying that, well, you can't just tell me not to use that word. Like, what are you to do to tell me what words I can or cannot use? So I feel like that's very interesting from a white supremacist point of view, because I feel like you could see that with a lot of people that are fans of rap music. They're like, oh, well, it's just a word, except it's not. It's not just a word. It has so many meanings to it. It goes back hundreds and thousands of years to even before slavery in America took place.
And also with rap, I feel like because a lot of rap, especially now, a lot of what they're rapping about, like I said earlier, instead of rapping about like a social commentary, it's rapping about like gangs and violence and drugs and like things like that. Do you think that that reinforces the stereotypes that white people have of the African American community? Because you see a lot of like what old like adults or like white people just in general that are like, oh, like rappers are like gangsters or whatever, and they make like that stereotype that all black people act like how rappers act in their songs.
I feel like with the like popularization of gangs and like street signs and money, it's had a lot to do with like news, where a lot of people will like look at the news and it becomes popularized to the point where like it starts to take place in the music, because that's what they know about like a minority group, right? That's what they know is like going on, and they don't really look into detail, so they just focus on that one thing.
I also feel like it's kind of sad as an African American to see that African American rappers or black rappers are giving into the stereotypes, and like they think it's cool to be in these gangs. Like, yeah, sure, they're making all this money from this music, but it's like it's sad because they're trying to fit into that persona that white people want them to fit into, just so in that way we can continue with this systematic racism. Like, for me, one of the rappers that comes to mind when we talk about gang, drugs, and stuff would probably be Yeet, but then it's also different with his style of music because it's plugged, so it's heavily influenced by the beat and, like, just the bass, and I don't feel like people really understand the meaning or, like, what he's actually trying to rap.
Like, people like Playboi Carti or just anyone under his, like, label, like, Destroy Lonely and Kim Carson and all of them, I know that someone, like, you could argue that, oh, like, the stuff that they're rapping about isn't, like, the social commentary that people used to rap about. But you also have to understand that they're not trying to talk about social issues. They're just talking about their lives and how much money they have and, like, the drugs they're doing, which isn't necessarily a good influence, but the point of their music isn't to have a good influence. It's just to make music, and it's about the beats in the background. It's not about the words.
Exactly.
But there are still rappers today that that do make social commentary, like people that make poetic rap. Like, who comes to mind for me is Kendrick Lamar, because mm-hmm. his songs, it's metaphorical, and it's talking about, like, real life and poverty and, like, real issues. But the point is that he makes music that is supposed to talk about things like that. But other people, like the Opium label, for example, the point of their music isn't to talk about what's going on in the world. It's to talk about their life and to show the music and the beats that they're capable of making.
Oh, yeah, definitely with Kendrick Lamar. As I was talking about earlier, like, the news ties into the music that these rappers make with all of the violence and gangs and money. I remember Kendrick Lamar actually has, like, a part in his song Humble where he yes. has it from a news podcast. And the news podcast, I mean, the news reporter is talking about how rap music has been detrimental to young African Americans more than hate crimes and racism were.
I agree, especially, like, we have Kendrick and Ice Cube. You know, they grew up in the hood of California, and especially even Ice Cube, he talks about, like, drugs and gangs, but I feel like he didn't do it in a sense to be like, oh, this is cool, so you should do it too. I think it was more of his upcoming of being that poor kid in Compton and growing up to being someone very successful.
I feel like with Ice Cube's music, it's more about bringing people together as, like, a feeling. I know, when I listen to Ice Cube's music, it feels almost like a family sort of thing. Like, you're included in his life and you can understand exactly what's going on with his childhood.
I also feel like, especially in the 90s, rap had a big influential part in Black Americans' lives, especially with the East and West Coast beef that they had, you know, Tupac, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg versus the East Coast, which comprised of, like, Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, and
I feel like Biggie Smalls is also a part of that East Coast rap.
Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like with their beef, it was very interesting. I mean, obviously, I didn't live through it, but you could see the different beats and stuff, like, between East Coast versus West Coast. You can see they're different. What they were rapping about was very different. It had similar outlines, but, like, their experiences are very different, and, you know, it was just very interesting to see that beef.
Oh, yeah. East Coast and West Coast rap actually took different samples from each other. Mm-hmm. One of them had a more, like, jazz-typical sample where it's more, like, feeling and soul, and another one had more, like, pop where it's supposed to, like, bring excitement more.
Yeah, absolutely. I also feel like a lot of other genres, especially not just rap, like the first one that comes to mind for me, I used to be a K-pop fan. I used to be a big old fan of BTS. You know, I, like, went to one of their concerts and stuff. And then I started to realize when they became industry, when they started doing collabs with strictly only American artists, such as, like, Nicki Minaj. And then that for me kind of annoyed me. Like, I used to like Nicki Minaj at that time, but it annoyed me because I could tell that they were doing it for the money and it didn't feel like they were sending an actual message to their music anymore.
I kind of like the Butter remix with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that was fire, though. I ain't gonna lie, yeah.
But I do agree. Like, I'm not super into the K-pop scene. I really just listened to Twice and Red Velvet, but I don't really pay attention to K-pop like that. But I have noticed, like, a lot of my friends that are into K-pop will be talking about it, and they'll talk about how a lot of popular groups, they just start making music in English now instead of in Korean because, like, it gets them more, it makes them more money. And
more well-known as well.
Yeah.
I feel like they're definitely industry run. Back when I used to listen to K-pop, there were like artists like BTS, like you brought up, NCT 127.
Mm-hmm.
Pentagon was a big one that I listened to. And I feel like the like social constructs that are put on K-pop from their industries, like they can't go out drinking, they can't go out partying, they can't have like relationship statuses.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that definitely plays into the fact that they're working like for this money instead of what the singers actually want to do.
I also, going back to rap specifically, I mean, we can see like a lot of female rappers. I know a lot of people are probably like, oh, I don't like female rappers. All they talk about is this, this, and that. But I feel like at a certain point, it's like, what can they rap about? Because either way, like, I know this is so random, but like, I thought about it, like, female rappers are always going to be sexualized. And I feel like music for them is a different way for them to talk about like how they're being treated in the industry and how people only like do things for, out of like to gain something.
Oh yeah, 100%. I remember when, is it SZA?
Yes.
I remember when SZA's album first came out, the new one, in her like most popular song, Kill Bill, right? I haven't really like seen SZA before that. And like, I haven't looked her up and like saw what she looked like. And I mostly just listened to her music because like it felt like I related to it and it felt good to listen to, and I liked her voice in the music. And when I watched the music video, there was this one scene where she was like tied up in a factory and she was like being shown off, like that she didn't have clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it felt so out of place for the scene, and I feel like it was just there for the sexualization.
Yeah, like it's one thing when like, okay, for example, like female rappers, people will talk about how like they're all they rap about is like sex, or like all they do is talk about their body and stuff. But for one, that's all that male rappers do too. All male rappers do is talk about sex, or like how many girls they've slept with and like how many bands they're throwing at them, you know. So I don't really understand why like female rappers can't talk about the same thing. And then the second thing is that, like Travis said, even if they are sexualizing themselves, they are making money off of it. And
yeah, it's like for like the attention and for the profit again, because, you know, they want to grab people's attention to make more money, get nominated for award shows and get awards.
Oh yeah, like the first rapper or singer that comes to mind when you bring up like sexualization is Ice Spice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
Her signature like dance move, I guess you would call it.
Her emote.
Like, it's purposefully sexualized, or I feel like she may just wear clothes that are more revealing for her music.
Yeah, like me personally, I love Ice Spice, but at first I didn't like her only strictly for the fact that people were sexualizing her, and that's the reason why she got popular. Because I mean, for me personally, I feel like her music doesn't have any specific meaning to real world problems, but it's like, you know, it's like that catchy beat, similar to Plug. Obviously, it's not the same genre, but it's like it has that catchy beat that just catches your attention every single time.
Plus, with her sexualization, like, even if she does use her body for profit, like, that's valid. And then, like, when you see videos of people at her concerts who are literally, like, trying to grab her and get past the
security, it's disturbing.
Like, that's not,
yeah,
that's not okay. Like, even if she is sexualizing herself, it's not okay for you to do that.
So then moving from the specific topic of rap, we can also talk about subgenres or just genres relating to rap, because obviously not everyone was into rap. So, you know, we have jazz, we have neo soul, we have R&B. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I just watched La La Land like yesterday, where it was like all about jazz and how like the meaning has changed over time. And I feel like you could also say that with rap, like it went from ranting about like normal everyday life to more wealth.
Mm-hmm. Like for me, for like neo soul, which was created because, you know, soul music, I love soul music as well, but neo soul, just it's something different. Like, you know, Erykah Badu, and you know, we have Lauryn Hill, who's part of the Fugees. I feel like that definitely, it was like a different vibe, you know. It was still soul, but then it was made for people that didn't want to strictly or exclusively listen to rap. And it also set a message there too, through like through love and different problems as well, not strictly just love. But yeah, I feel like neo soul was like such, is an important genre as well. Even though it is not rap, it still like was created by black Americans or African Americans to talk about different topics in their life that was interesting to them. So yeah, but I feel like all in all, rap music is very influential. But then as time has gone on, you know, from when rap first began, which was like in the 80s, it has definitely changed to now, especially with different subgenres, which I think is really great. It's actually pretty cool to see different genres. But I do think that sometimes rap music has changed for the worse in the sense of industrialization.
Okay, yeah, I think we'll wrap it up right here. So again, I'm Ima.
I'm Travis McGinnis.
And I'm Daphne Garcia-Hatton.
All right, yeah, and we'll catch you on the flip side, guys.